The virus has infected UW-La Crosse students living on and off campus. Mumps starts out with a low-grade fever and achiness and leads to a swollen cheek or jaw. It can lead to more severe complications in adults, such as swollen testicles and ovaries and meningitis. La Crosse County Public Health Nurse Christine Gillespie says mumps spreads through coughing, sneezing, kissing, or sharing food and drinks.
You know, it's interesting, the timing of these cases is, spring break was a couple weeks ago. And with the incubation period of mumps, most of these cases we're seeing right now were probably exposed during spring break.
Gillespie says the best protection against mumps is to get the MMR vaccine, although it's only 80 to 90% effective in preventing the virus. She says each of the UWL students impacted were immunized. Dan Hoffensberger is the State Department of Health Services Director of the Wisconsin Immunization Program. He says in addition to the La Crosse mumps case, there are 7 in the Madison area and 2 in southeast Wisconsin. Hoffensberger says the concentration of mumps is rare.
Anything where we get a concentration of cases like we are now, we would call an outbreak just because we want to call attention to it. We want to deal with it. We want to make sure clinicians are aware of it.
Mumps is showing up elsewhere in the country. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the most extreme outbreak was found among students at Ohio State University and has led to 230 mumps cases in 2 Ohio counties. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.